Morning.
Good morning.
God is good.
Amen.
Someone said he's good all the time, and someone says he's good every time.
Amen.
Always keeping the main thing the main thing. Thanking God for Jesus.
Amen.
Thanking the brother for giving me another opportunity. Another opportunity to speak to you today. I hope and pray that something said may be helpful in your life. Amen.
Amen.
Our lesson today will be taken from the book of Matthew, the first chapter. It will be beginning at verse 18. Now the birth of Jesus Christ was on this wise, when, as his mother Mary was espoused to Joseph, before they came together, she was found with child of the Holy Ghost. Then Joseph, her husband, being a just man, and not willing to make her a public example, was minded to put her away privately. My lesson today is Joseph, a just man. You know, at this time of the year, we recognize Jesus. Jesus is the main thing. At this time of the year, we recognize Mary. At this time of the year, we even recognize Herod. But, you know, we kind of like leave Joseph out for some reason. We don't recognize Joseph like the rest. Amen? He's not recognized like the rest. But when I read about Joseph, I could say this about Joseph. What a man. What a man. In this lesson, you're going to see what I hope that you would see what I see. What a man in Joseph. Amen. It says, Joseph, in verse 19, her husband, being a just man and not willing to make a public example of her, wanted to put her away privately. Now, she's pregnant. Amen. And Joseph ain't had nothing to do with it. Amen. And now Joseph, he's not mad at her. He's not going to hit her, beat her, whatever. He's not going to tell her to get an abortion or whatever, right? He wanted to put her away privately. Why? Because in Old Testament, if a woman, your women had it bad back then in those days. Yeah. If a woman was caught in fornication or adultery, she could be stoned to death. Joseph wanted to put her away privately that these things won't happen. Now, how that would have happened, I don't know today. Because she's walking around pregnant, somebody would have noticed it. Amen? But Joseph, what a man. Amen? Could you imagine me and Barbara being engaged? That's my wife, Barbara, for y'all who don't know. Being engaged. And she, you know, we never touch one another. Amen? Never touch one another. And she comes to me, Kenny, I'm pregnant. Are you now? Well, come here and let me give you a holy hug. Amen? Are you with me? She's pregnant now, you know, and I'm thinking, you know, that you know, before this, right, I was singing in my heart, you look so good in love with me. Amen? You look so good in love with me, Barbara. But now she done mess it up. She's pregnant now. And I ain't got nothing to do with it. Amen? You see, I would have been the opposite of Joseph. But Joseph, being a just man, amen, he was a good man. He was a good man. And I say to Joseph, what a man. Verse 20. But while he thought on these things, behold, an angel of the Lord appeared unto him in a dream, saying, Joseph, thou son of David, fear not to take unto thee Mary thy wife, for that which is conceived in her is of the Holy Ghost. Now, he had a dream. And sometimes we have dreams and we see things and we say that God spoke to us and so forth and so on. And these things do happen in these days. But he had a dream. But Joseph, being a just man, Joseph, please forgive me. Amen. Being a just man, he heard the Lord speaking. Now we as Christians, we need to hear God. We should be a people who hear God. God said it like this. He says, for my sheep hear my voice. Amen. And if we are not his sheep, we will not hear his voice. But Joseph in a dream heard. You remember in the Old Testament, Elijah, when Elijah was in the cave, he was hiding. Amen. And it said that God told Elijah he was coming through. And it said that there was a great wind. This wind was so powerful that it split a rock. That's powerful. But it said that God wasn't in it. Amen. And it said that after the wind came, an earthquake came. And it says that you would think that big things like this is what God comes in. But God wasn't in it. And it says after that, a fire. And you would think that a great fire, God would be in it. But God wasn't in it. Oh, then there came a still small voice. God was in it. And it said that's when Elijah moved. Amen. He moved after he heard that still voice. So Joseph knew that God was what? Speaking to him. And we ought to know that God is speaking to us. Because sometimes thoughts could come into our minds and it ain't of God. Amen. We dream sometimes. And remember, when I say we, I'm not speaking about you. I'm speaking about me and the rest of these rest. Amen. So don't think I'm speaking about you. Amen. When I say we. Now, sometimes we have these dreams, you know, I dreamt my number. So I'm gonna play that number because God sent me that number. I played the number and the next day three numbers came in. Not the whole thing with three, but I'm going to dream some more so God can give me the rest of the numbers. Amen. You see, we can blame some things on God. Amen. In our dreams and in our thoughts, and we think that God's speaking to us, but God ain't speaking to us through those things. But we must know when God is speaking to us. Amen. And he spoke to Joseph in a dream. And in this dream, Joseph believed what God was telling him. Amen. There was a story about a woman. She had a husband, and she said that he was good for nothing. He ain't worth a penny. Amen. She hoped a Mack truck run over him. Amen. But she wanted him to just leave. Amen. Just leave. You know, she just was got enough, fed up with him, wanted him to leave. And it said that she had a dream that night, just like Joseph. She had a dream, and the dream, she dreamt this, and the dream was, he left her for another woman, and she was so happy in that dream, amen. But she woke up, and she was still there, amen. 65 years later, he's still there, amen. You get that when you get home sometimes. You think about that. Amen. He's still 65 years. He's still there. Are you with me? So some dreams that we have is not of God, but we ought to be the people who realize and know when God is speaking to us. Because God, once again, God said, my sheep hear my voice, and I know who my sheep are. Amen. And God is going to be speaking to us sometimes. You know, like people say, God don't speak to us. Yes, he do, through this Holy Spirit. Amen. Sometimes we get into a jam and we get into the Spirit will come to us and say, you know, remember what God says. You can do all things through Christ who strengthens you. Amen. That's how he speaks to us, through his word. Amen. He would speak to us, like he would bring us back into a remembrance of who we are. Verse 20 again. But while he thought on these things, behold, an angel of the Lord appeared unto him in a dream, saying, Joseph, thou son of David, fear not to take unto thee Mary thy wife, for that which is conceived in her is of the Holy Ghost. And she shall bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from his sin. And you see, Joseph believed that. Amen. He believed that. Now all the this was done that it might be fulfilled, which was spoken of the Lord by the prophet, saying, behold, a virgin shall be with child and shall bring forth a son, and they shall call him Emmanuel, which being interpreted, God is with us. So this was prophesied. This had to happen. Amen. Now, realize something, that Jesus had to be born. Before Jesus went up in the clouds, amen, he had to die. Before he died, he had to be stretched on the cross. Before he was stretched on the cross, he had to suffer. And before he suffered, guess what? He had to be born. Amen. So the birth was necessary. There wasn't supposed to be no abortion. Amen. There wasn't supposed to be no walking away. Amen. Because this had to, it was prophesied. It had to happen. Amen. And it happened. And Joseph, being raised from sleep, did as the angel of the Lord bid him, and took unto him his wife. What a man. He didn't say, well, Mary, well, I had a dream last night, but I want you to go on your way, and I'm gonna do everything I can to protect you, you know, that you don't get hurt or nothing, but I want you to go on your way, and I'm going to go my way, because, you know, I don't know if I can handle this. But it said that Joseph went on and what? And married her. He went on and married her anyway. What a man. Amen? Can you see what I'm saying? What a man. Ain't too many men would put up with that, amen. Especially nowadays, you know, if a man who he loved this woman or this girl and she got pregnant all of a sudden by someone else, it ain't too much forgiveness in that man, amen. Because you know you done me wrong, you know. Are you with me? It's from, but Joseph was a better man than that. And that's why I say, what a man this Joseph was. And it ain't over yet. Now, look at this closely. Now, verse 25, it says, and he knew her not till she brought forth her firstborn. What a man. What a man. That's 9 months. You're going to have to put up with Mary and not touching her. Amen? 9 months. What a man. And he didn't leave Mary. He didn't leave her. He stood with that woman. He stood with her. After he had heard that she was pregnant, he married her. After he married her, he stayed with her for 9 months before Jesus was born. He didn't touch her at all until Jesus was born. Amen. And that's 9 long months. What a man. Huh? What a man. Can you see that? I don't know if you can see what I'm seeing, because I'm seeing a lot of faces. I guess maybe this is how you take it. I don't know. But how I take it is like this. What a man. Because there ain't too many men. There ain't too many men got that kind of faith, got that kind of heart to stick around and stay. Amen? Either you're going to have to get rid of the baby, or either you have to get rid of me. Amen? You know, some young ladies, guess what they would do? Get rid of the baby. Amen? Because she just don't want that man to what? Leave her. She don't want that to happen. Amen? So she gonna get rid of that baby. But Jesus had to be born. All of this had to happen. It was prophesied. It had to happen. Jesus had to be born. He had to be born. We recognize Jesus on these days that we call Christmas and so forth and so on. But we don't really know what his birth day was. We don't. But we choose to celebrate his birthday in these months. Amen. And it's a beautiful thing that we celebrate this. You know, it's a beautiful thing that Jesus was born. And I like to sing the songs, there's some beautiful songs. I love that. And it's a special feeling, and especially in Christians, when we realize what Christmas is all about. See, a lot of people realize and think that Christmas is about gifts and Santa Claus and, you know, Saint Nick and Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. And Frosty the Snowman, and those things, but those are for the children, right? But we must teach our children. You don't believe in these things, you know, because you know it's something to do. And just like when our Thanksgiving come around, it's something to do. Amen. You know, we sit down and we eat the turkey. Amen. You know. It's a turkey season, you know. It's something to do, something that we do. But when we go and we look back at Joseph, this man, he was a good man. Now, don't you sister? Don't you wish you had a man like that? Amen. Say amen, sisters. You know, don't you wish that you, see, she got a man like that, amen? Amen? But don't you wish that you had a man, or hope that you had a man like that, an understanding man, a man who, But guess what? It ain't finished yet. Joseph ain't finished yet. Amen? Now, after all of this, Joseph took care of Jesus. He nurtured him. He brought him up. He protected Jesus. He did for Jesus what a father would do for a son. Amen. He didn't forsook Jesus. He didn't leave him. He took care of him because he knew the Lord. And he knew what God had told him. And God brought back into his remembrance the prophecy of old time. Amen. So saying that this had to happen. And I'm using you, Joseph. Use me, Lord. Use me. Joseph took care of him. Amen. He took care of him and nurtured him and brought him up and did everything that a father could do for him. And Joseph loved his wife. His wife wasn't without nothing. And they had, and it said that they had a baby shower. Amen. They had a good baby shower. They started off right. Amen. It says the magi, they came and brought gifts. Oh, Jesus, they had it going on for amen. They didn't have to worry about nothing for a while. The only thing they had to worry about is getting out of Dodge, getting out of town. Amen. But when you look at Joseph, you know, as I stated earlier, sometimes we think we know it's about Jesus. We know it's about Jesus. We know it's about Mary. Amen. We hear of the Holy Spirit. We hear of the magi. We hear of Herod even. Amen. But Joseph, it's like he was in that background. You don't hear too much about Joseph. But what I hear, I'm here to say, thank you, Joseph. Yeah. I recognize you. Thank you, Joseph, for your contribution to this, for your example for us men. Amen? So, and he was an example now, an example of examples. He gonna get married to a woman who was pregnant without him being the father. He gonna marry that woman anyway. Amen? He gonna not touch this woman for 9 months and live with her and share a house with her. Amen? And when that baby was born, he took care of that baby just like it was his own. I am done. Amen. The people, all you who are sleeping, you can go home and sleep good now because I'm through. Amen. But I pray that something said today, something said that made you a better person for having come. Amen. Recognize Joseph because he gave a contribution to us men especially. Amen. Us men, we ought to say thank you, Joseph. Amen. Can you say it? Thank you, Joseph.
Thank you, Joseph.
Amen. Because he was a good example for us now. A great example. If you are here and you are not a member of the church, there's some things that must happen. You must do. You must do. You must hear God's word. You must believe what you heard. You must repent of your way. You must confess that Jesus Christ is the Son of the living God. You must confess that Jesus Christ is the living God. You must be baptized in water for remission of sin. You must stay in God's word. Amen. In God's grace. You must. This is a must. You can't get around it. You must give. Amen. You must teach. Amen. You must preach. You must learn. Amen. These things, it's a must. You can't get around it. You can't do without it, and you must love. Amen. And if you are here and you are a member of the church and there's something that you need to get right with God, the Bible says the effectual, fervent prayer of the righteous availeth much. You have, it's like this United States. It's like I was speaking to my wife yesterday. It's some people, even though, you know, this world is where it's at now. We, like I stated before, we have lost our minds. Amen? And but there's still some fervent prayers. There's still some righteous folks left in the United States. Amen. There's still some people who are fervent in prayer. And thank God for those people. And just like in this audience, there's fervent prayers in this audience. And if you need prayer, this is the best place to ask for it. Amen. And then after you get your prayer, you need to be able to pray. Amen. So ask God. And He's faithful to give what you ask for when you ask for it. Rightly. Amen. Let us ask. Let us sing the invitational song as we together stand.